beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. Down to our final hour and down to our final segment in our Around the House topic here at Rosie on the House. I want to cover a quick story that was in the paper today. If you've heard this program before and you've heard HOAs come up before, you know I could never live in one. This type of HOA government over my life would drive me nuts.
Debbie, I don't remember seeing a permit app for a gathering.
That's because of who you were raised by. Just saying.
But I am happy to report three people are going to jail for after a guilty plea of over $1.2 million in stolen HOA fees.
No wonder they're so diligent.
I reached out to Linda Lang. She's the president and CEO of Arizona Association of Community Managers, and she wasn't able to join us, but she sent a full document with six different things to look for and how to hold property managers that you may turn over your HOA control to on keeping them accountable. It's too much to read. But basically, all of these come back to the same thing. If you have a property management company that is running your HOA, you absolutely have the right to see your reports on a monthly basis of your financials. And if you're not getting those, that should be an immediate red flag to have a third-party audit. And never let that property manager pool funds. If they may be managing six, seven, eight HOAs, don't let them manage all of those funds in one account. Those have to be separate accounts.
Very good tips. Very good tips.
Hey. It's not my fault. Let go of me.
Ma'am.
I can't be arrested.
Excuse me.
I'm president of the Homeowners Association.
Well, we got her this time, though. We got her this time. So
I had an unusual call over the break. A gentleman by the name of Carlos. Today is his first day of listening. He's visiting here from Texas, and he's visiting his daughter, and he's in his Airstream. And he said, and he called and he said, well, I'm glad Rosie's getting better. And we had a conversation. And he said, well, this is my first time calling. I'm like, how did you know about the accident then? He said, well, I read the news report from Romy. So he had read the article and stuff. He said, and he wanted to order some tools from the e-commerce store.
Oh,
he heard
fun.
You talking about the new toolbox. And he was interested in how those are sold, like as a set, or can you buy one or two of a hammer or whatever?
Yeah, no, it's as a set or individually. While supplies last, it's for the 30th anniversary, so we have a limited amount of supplies. So you can go to rosieonthehouse.com, go to the e-store, go to Rosie. When you get to the e-store, you'll see all the different manufacturers' names. Just click on the Rosie name, and then there'll be the toolbox together that comes with a one-year subscription to your Rosie on the House Homezada digital maintenance. We've got a Rosie hat and t-shirt that's coming. Those haven't come into production yet just because we're of our American-made, we're sticking to that.
How about a helmet?
Prolong. We're going to add a helmet.
For yours, for sure. Oh, that was
or
the thing about...
Or just go to each tool individually, and okay. you can get them individually. A lot of people, when they see the estuing hammer, that is... The toolbox and the hammer are the creme de la creme of that kit.
Yeah.
Well, the funny thing about Carlos is he said, yeah, I ride motorcycles. I said, well, Rosie and I have been sitting around at night watching YouTube videos of crazy old motorcycle movies. And he said, you have to watch Long Way Around.
Yeah.
And I told him about the one you like on any Sunday.
Any Sunday.
Steve McQueen,
Is that the racing McQueen's Sunday? In there.
He's not highlighted. He's
no,
just
but
in
he's
it.
In the he's in the race. Yeah.
So. Mert Lowell.
Well, one more thing on doors. We talked about taking doors off. Well, if your door isn't part, if when you open it, there's not another wall coming at a 90 if it's on a flat wall, you could go to these barn style doors that
slide
roll left
all
and
way,
right.
That
I like that
really
look.
Popular.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a timeless look too, which is what I love. Things that are very temporary, I don't like because it's just a waste of material. And all that work and effort going into it just to get it replaced with the next new trendy look. I like timeless looks.
The look is good. I will say that the couple of those we've put in, the feedback we get back from customers sometimes, they don't give you the level of privacy.
There's not the sound control.
Right. And I think Jennifer would agree with me. Of all the home improvement projects we've done in our house in the last 3 years, the doorknob we've done, it's a lever, and it was one of those things somebody sent us and said, try it. So I said, okay, I know just where I'll put it. It doesn't match any of the door hardware in the rest of the house.
But it doesn't matter.
But I thought, well, let's just try it. We put that on 2 years ago, and I still haven't taken it off.
It's as good as sliced bread. It's amazing.
You walk up to the door with two bags of groceries, and you don't have to operate the handle. You just kind of turn around, hit it with your hip, and the door opens. It's absolutely the best thing we've done.
It's a bump knob. It's very cool. You can get our entire article at rosieonthehouse.com. We'll get prices added that Bruce did research for us in real time. We'll see you here next Saturday morning. It's Rosie on the House. Be thankful for the God above you, those beside you, and the life before you.